Hey, everybody. I'm Pastor Quest Gatlin. I'm the youth pastor here at Eagle Mountain International Church, and I'm so excited that you've joined us this morning for Faith Foundations. Now, here's the thing about today's Faith Foundations. It's going to be a little bit different. Obviously, we're not able to meet in person like we're used to right here at the church property, but we wanted to bring Faith Foundations to you and do it a little differently. And so here's what I mean. We're going to go back in time this morning. If you've been watching over the last few weeks, man, we've been able to go back in time with Brother Copeland in the early days, back when I wasn't even a thought, right, in my parents' mind. But we're going to go back in time to the early days. Today, Brother Copeland is going to be teaching on prayer. He's going to be talking about prayer. And I had a chance to listen to a bit of this up front, okay? But here's what I enjoyed about this. Today, Brother Copeland's going to be talking about prayer, not just prayer in general, but specifically, if you're like me and you're growing up in your walk with God and you're learning about prayer, you're building your faith, things of that nature, here's what I love. He was so raw and honest about the fact that this is what got me, okay? Are you ready? This is what he said. Man, as you know, I think we tend to overcomplicate our prayers. And this is what he's going to get into this morning. Sometimes we tend to overcomplicate our prayers, right? We use fancy schmancy, you know, kind of eloquent words. And if they're biblical, it's okay. But sometimes you don't need the decorated words and need to say his name over and over and over. And what he said was, there's power in simply praying the word of God. It's that simple. Simply praying the word of God. Praying out the word of God is like praying out the will of God for your life. We're going to get into it a little bit more this morning, but so glad you joined us. Stay with us. Stay tuned. Let's go back in time and enjoy this amazing segment from Brother Copeland in the early years. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Just to think that God loves me.
Welcome to the Prayer Group with Kenneth Copeland. This is a program designed to help you develop your prayer life and increase your knowledge on how to use your own faith. And now, Kenneth Copeland.
Thank you. Open your Bibles up tonight to 1 John, the third chapter. And I want us to read the 22nd and the 23rd verses. Now, as we read this, remember that in praying for results, God is on His throne, and prayer changes things. Prayer changes things in this earth. And God is as ready to hear and answer your prayer while you are in your ministry, in your life, on this earth, as He was to answer the prayers of Jesus when He was here in His ministry. Now, Jesus said in John 16, 23, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, He'll give it you. So, as we read the Word of God, let's recognize and remember that these things are true. 1 John 3, 22. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments, or because we keep and act on His Word, and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. Now notice here that the commandment includes not only loving one another, but also that we should believe or have faith in the name of Jesus, the Son of God. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about that. Having faith or confidence in the name of Jesus to get the ear of God is not only scriptural, but it is one of the few ways that you will gain God's attention with His Word with your actions and by the name of Jesus. Jesus said, you're not heard for your much repetition. He said, after all, the Gentiles do that. It's not how long you pray that gets results. I remember in one of the first meetings I ever attended after I became a Christian. I became a Christian in 1962, and long after that, my wife and I were in a meeting down in Houston, Texas. And I had, you know, brought a lot of things into my thinking and my imagination of just exactly how this thing ought to work. And I thought, well, now I'm going up to that preacher up there, and I'm going to ask him to pray for me. And he's going to pray this beautiful prayer. It's really going to be, I mean, probably everybody in the lobby of this hotel will fall right on their knees while this guy's praying this tremendous prayer. And it's going to be such a fabulous prayer. And he's liable to break out crying right there while he's praying for me. You know, I mean, all that, I actually thought all this. Now, I know some of you laugh, but you thought some of the same things, you know. I tell you one, I know you thought, because I did too. If I pray all night long, God will hear me, you know. Yeah. Or we've said this, let's bombard the gates of heaven with prayer. There is no confidence in the name of Jesus if that's your attitude to get results in prayer. Jesus said, you will not be heard for your much repetition, or you're going over and over and over and over and over again about it. God is not in the position of being worry-warted into answering prayer. That's maybe a little bit silly sounding, but it gets my point across. You see what I mean? Yeah. All right, now listen. When I walked up there to that guy, I said, I want you to pray for me, and I told him what it was I wanted him to pray for me over. He turned around there and just reached his hand out like that and laid it right here on my chest, just about that long, and bowed his head and said, Lord, bless him, meet his every need, and turned around and walked off and made me mad at the preacher. I thought, man alive, I thought, you know, I had ideas of this guy startling this whole hotel full of people with this, because I had real problems. Boy, my problems were big, and I figured it'd take at least 20 minutes to cover it, you know. I was operating in total unbelief, and this man of God was operating in faith, and he prayed just exactly what he meant. Amen. Now, he says here in this word that we just read, whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments. Now, he's not talking about the Ten Commandments here. He's talking about the Word of God. We keep his word, act on it, follow after it, speak in line with that word. I've gone to the Word of God and prayer that gets results, as we've talked about before in here, prayer that gets results must be based on God's word. So, as we, whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and we do things that are pleasing in his sight. This is his commandment. All right, now you following after that? He said, amen, we keep his commandment. What is his commandment? This is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. Now, in prayer, Jesus said in John 16:23, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. We keep his commandment. The commandment is believe or have confidence in the name of Jesus. So what's going to get the ear of God? Praying all night or the name of Jesus? Now, one of our favorite phrases, particularly among full gospel people, has been, well, we need to pray through. Well, now let me ask you a question. Now, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with praying through. Don't misunderstand me. But how are you going to know when you get through? Now, that question's got to be asked if you're going to be honest about praying. And if you're going to go pray through, how in the world are you going to know when you get through? Somebody said, well, I feel the victory. That's the answer that you'd want. I feel it, one thing or the other. Well, now, since when did the way you feel about it make God's word true or untrue? I got news for you now. God's word's true whether you feel like it or not.
Amen. Amen.
Now, whether it becomes manifest or the truth in your life will not be whether you feel like it or not, but whether you believe it or not. See, that's what makes the difference. So now, actually, you can start this prayer through. Now, I mean it. There ain't any use in you praying all night long and get through about 5:30 in the morning. You could have started through and probably got a good night's sleep, and God would have been working all the time you was asleep instead of in there wearing yourself down, you know, and moaning and a groaning. Now, let's talk about this moaning, groaning business here, Ben. You are not heard because of how much you cry. You're not heard because of how sweet and nice you are to God. That few moments there actually presenting a petition to God, if you haven't been too nice to God all day long, that minute or two there in prayer is not going to do you much good, is it, Joe?
Amen.
It says that we receive what we ask of God. Why? Because we do the things that are pleasing in His sight. Mm-hmm. Now, if you've been doing things that are not pleasing in the sight of God, get that corrected first before you ever get ready to make the petition to God.
See? Yes, amen.
If you've got sin in your life, for goodness sakes, get it out. Anybody knows that needs to be taken care of. We kind of take that for granted, that if your life's not been what it should have been, and a lot of you, it hadn't, particularly in the TV audience, there are people that are interested in learning how to pray that would be the first ones to say, well, my life hadn't been what it should be. Well, praise God. Jesus has said in His Word concerning that He is faithful and He is just to forgive us our sins when we confess them. Not when you feel better about it. Here again, don't go by your feelings. Go by God's Word. That's 1 John chapter 1 and 2, particularly the first three verses of that second chapter. My little children, I write this unto you that you sin not. But if we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father, even the righteous Jesus Christ, who is faithful and just to forgive us our sins when we confess them. So confess it, get it out, and then move toward God. And that moment, you are doing something pleasing in His sight. See, you've gotten rid of all that other mess, and now you're ready to pray. Now you're ready to go.
Amen.
Okay. Let's start the prayer based on the Word, and then having confidence in the name of Jesus, the Son of God. Now you remember what Philippians 2, 9 and 10 says? That God hath exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the sound of His name every knee shall bow, of beings in heaven, beings in earth, and beings under the earth. Now that's all three realms of existence. Every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Hallelujah.
Now it gives God glory when you, as an act of your free will, bow your knee, confess with your tongue that Jesus is Lord. And that gives my Father glory. Brother, that'll start you off through.
Amen.
Now, I'll guarantee you, if you'll put your faith in that rather than putting your faith in the way you feel one way or the other, you may feel different tomorrow. But the Word will say the same thing. Base your faith on the Word of God. Faith does not come by feelings. Faith comes by the Word, and that's the only way it comes. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10, 17. All right. Once again, now let's go through the mechanics of this up to now that we've talked about. Let's base the prayer on the Word of God to start with. Let's go to the Word and find out what it says about the situation that we're praying about. If it is a situation, let's take salvation, for instance. A man wants to know and have the assurance that he is a child of God, that his life is in the hands of God. And every man has a right to know that. You don't wait till after you die to find that out, brother.
Amen.
If you don't know it before you die, it's too late. I got news for you. If you wait till after you die, you're not going to get it. Isn't that right? All right. The Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord, in Romans, the 10th chapter, the 9th and the 10th verses, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Right? Yeah. Okay. So when we start the prayer, actually, I've started out with an answer. God's Word has said to me, that is God's Word,
amen,
and it's true and it can be stood upon, just as if He were standing here talking to me in the flesh. Just because it's written on a piece of paper doesn't make it any less to me personally. I mean, look, this is my Bible. It's got my name right there on the front page of it. That's God speaking to me. See? All right, now, God's Word now has said, if you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. Okay, now what's the first thing that I should do? If I want to get what this is talking about in my prayer concerning it, I'll do what it says. So the first thing I'm going to do is say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess Jesus Christ as Lord of my life. I allow Him to be my Lord. It says, and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead. Well, all right, I'm going to pray in line with that. I'll say, Father, I believe in my heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. The next word it says is, thou shalt be saved. Well, then the next thing I must realize is, God's promised me this, so the next thing out of my mouth is not, oh, would you please save me? He's already said here in His Word, thou shalt be saved. He didn't say, now you hope to be long enough and you might get it. See? All right, are you following along with me in this? See, this, I'm letting the Word of God engineer my prayer. Is exactly what I'm doing. This, I'm using God's Word as His part of my prayer life. He said He would do this, so I believe it. That's when I exercise my faith. Now the next verse says, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto it, you see. I confess unto it. I say it with my mouth. I believe it because I say it because I believe it, see. I believe I receive my salvation. Now, what did Jesus say? We read more than once, Mark 11:24, that Jesus said, and whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it, and you shall have it. He didn't say hope, and some of these days when it finally comes, then believe it. No, He said, believe it, and it'll come.
Yes.
See? So now, let's back up here again. I have prayed in line with the Word about salvation. The next step that I take is this. Did God hear me? Mm-hmm. Now the Word says in 1 John, the 5th chapter, and the 14th, 15th verses, that whatsoever we ask according to His will, we know He hears us. And whatsoever we ask, when He hears us, we know we have the petition that we desired of Him. Well, it looks to me like I got this thing cornered, doesn't it, you? I mean, I know He's bound to heard me because I prayed in line with His will. Well, it might not be God's will to save me. Well, no, you see, you didn't base that on the Word. You based it on your feelings. The Word of God said, it is not God's will that any should perish.
Yes, amen. Amen.
So now, you see, actually, I got the answer to this prayer cornered before I ever get through praying it. God has no choice but to answer that prayer because of His own Word.
Amen.
See, every avenue, I've stopped up all the loopholes with the Word of God. So the next thing I take, I ask, I believe He heard me. Well, then we have the petitions that we've asked of Him when we know that He hears us. So the next thing I'm going to do is just say, well, Lord, I thank You. Praise God, I got it.
Amen.
Now the devil and half of everybody else will come along and say, you don't really think you got saved, do you? You don't really think we could really know, do you? No, I don't think any such thing. I know that I know.
Amen.
That's my faith talking, see.
Amen.
Thank God I'm a Christian. Because I feel like one all the time? No. And a lot of times I don't feel like one much, but that doesn't have anything to do with it. There's sometimes I don't feel like a human. But when I, at those moments, I didn't turn into a dog. I didn't turn into a cow or something or other. I'm still a human.
Amen.
You know, now, it's kind of silly, but it's the truth. That same thing's true over here. God, when I prayed that prayer, made me His son. Made me that.
Glory to God.
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, any man that is in Christ is a new creation. Amen. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Well, now you see, let's move this over into another area. Let's say I'm praying for the healing of my body. Well, what's the first thing I'm going to do? Let's go find out what the Word of God says about it. Yeah. The Word says, by His stripes you were healed. That's the first thing I want to know. I really could care less what the Baptists or the Methodists or the Presbyterians or the Assembly of God, the Church of God, the Catholics. It doesn't make any difference what the Medical Association says about it. It doesn't make any difference to me what science says about it. They're not the one that I'm going to for the healing.
Amen.
There may be something that I would go to and science says you can't be healed of that, but God didn't say that. I've gone to a higher power than that. Now, I'm not against doctors. Don't misunderstand me. Most of the Christians would have died if it hadn't been for the doctors, because most of them don't know how to believe God, see? Amen. Thank God for them. But I am speaking about one who knows no barrier, such as cancer and so forth. He knows nothing incurable because He designed that human body and built it.
Hallelujah.
He can do something with it, you see.
Yes.
So I go to Him and ask Him about it. Now, how am I going to find out what God thinks unless I find out what He has said? Did you know that Joe Nay can sit there and think all night long and there's not any of us will ever know what he's thinking unless he says something or does something? Amen. Now, I've got to go along with what he says as being what he thinks, unless he's a liar. Now, Joe Nay's no liar. I know him. Well, neither's God. See, so if I want to believe God, the first thing I'll do is go find out what God said or what God did. Now, Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Now, what did He do? He healed folks. if you want to know what God thinks about, that's what He thinks. Besides that, His Word says, by His stripes you were healed. So I got a right to pray for that. Somebody said, well, that might not be God's will to heal me. Well, then He ought not sent Jesus to the cross. He shouldn't have done it. So how would we pray the prayer? Father, in the name of Jesus, heal me. It's in Your Word. I believe I receive it. I thank You for it. And I act upon it. Simple prayer, but it'll get the results. Praise the Lord. Did you get anything out of this tonight?
Yes, hallelujah.
Praise God, wasn't that good? You know, I love he says that every time at the end. Did anybody get anything out of this? I'm over here waving my arms like, yes, I got something out of this. And I got to tell you, you know, as a pastor, but as a believer, we're all working towards a common goal, right? Growing in our faith. We're all working towards a common goal. Amen. Come on. Growing in our faith, growing in our walk with God, and in this segment specifically, growing in our prayer life. And so I'm excited as we continue to walk some of this out today. You know, service today is going to be amazing. And I want you to keep some of the things that you're learning in mind. And listen, we're kind of in a virtual world right now, right? So just because we can't gather in person under a building, I want to make sure that even though we're connecting virtually, you're making every effort you can to take notes. Come on, to say amen to the screen. You know that I would be, amen, but I'm excited to get into the Word of God today in church. I want to share something with you. You know, as I begin to grow in my prayer life and my walk with God, I got caught up in the very same thing Brother Copeland was talking about today. And see, if you're like me, I kind of want something real. I want something practical. I want something that I can actually do. And what I love about this is prayer was never supposed to be just a bunch of memorized lines that aren't coming from your heart. But prayer was actually supposed to be the Word of God active coming off your lips. I love something Pastor George said, and we mentioned this in our morning prayer program this morning. By the way, if you're not on our morning prayer programs every morning, where have you been? It's been amazing. But, you know, something came to my memory this morning on morning prayer that I'm going to mention to you now. And Pastor George Pearson says this. He said, faith speaks the desired result, not the dreaded outcome. Faith speaks the desired result, not the dreaded outcome. When we speak the word of God over our life, what do you think we're doing? Right? We're speaking the desired result. God's will is His word. And so if we speak His word, we are effectively speaking His will. I hope you're getting something out of that this morning. But as a believer growing up, you know, if I say Jesus enough, if I say the top two or three verses that I've just learned and had memorized, and I barely even know what they mean anymore, it didn't feel like I was having a real conversation with God. And I'm going to say this next thing about prayer that I got so much from Pastor Terry Pearson's, from Brother Copeland. It was simply this: prayer is not just me and my list of needs and wants and desires. And it's important. Bring that to the Lord. God wants to hear from you. But on top of that, it was this: prayer is not simply a monologue where I'm doing all the talking to the Lord, but the Lord is able to use that time of commune and communication between you and the Lord to download to you, to download into your heart. So I'm fired up about this. Listen, today.